Diane in New York City, good to have you with us.
Hi, Lou. I'm on the same subject of foreclosures, and I'd like your reaction to something that FDR did back in the Depression days when my parents had a brownstone in Manhattan, and it saved their little business, and it saved millions of homes, and that was that he issued an executive order, which was essentially a mortgage moratorium.
Right.
And basically, as long as people could pay the interest on their mortgages, the banks could not foreclose, and it worked. Yeah. So well, and I can't understand why.
Now, you're right, Julie. And Diane, let me ask you something. As you may not be aware, Barack Obama, as candidate, before he became President Obama, said he was going to have a moratorium the first thing when he became president. Now, that's precisely what apparently is being discussed by the Republicans. That's what they want in any stimulus package. I think they're right. It goes to what you're talking about, what FDR did. But at the same time, that interest rate has to be pushed down low enough. It should be down no higher than 4%. And people should be able to, and I agree with you 100%, should be able to pay simply the interest until we get through this thing, as well as have a basic modification of the loan itself. That would work for me. How about you, Diane?
Sounds terrific.
Well, I think we've got this thing figured out. Now if we can just get those folks in Washington, D.C. to think with their brains instead of their ideology and their partisan nonsense, and start really focusing on helping people. It sounds like that may be beginning to get underway. Mitch McConnell, a Republican for crying out loud, pushing the program now. That's what we want to hear. Bipartisanship, at least when it comes to thinking. Diane, thanks for the call there.